Oh yeah, talk just a little bit so we can hear you.
Oh yeah.
The levels. Can you say where you're from?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah, so.
A little closer?
Yeah.
Okay. My chair is not. Ooh. Oh, okay. All right, that's better. Okay, so.
Yeah. Somehow.
Oh, it got paused. Okay, are we ready now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to repeat myself. This is Forrest Elise interviewing for Creative Push, December 15th, 2016 at 8:30 a.m. Can you say your name and your age again?
Jennifer Tully, 39.
Okay, great. Okay, so now tell me about your upbringing, like you said.
Oh, I was born and raised in Winslow, Arizona. I'm actually an adopted child. I don't know who my real parents are. So I was brought up by my grandparents, and I have step-parents that still live on the reservation. Both my grandparents passed away, so we still have the reservation, but I grew up a majority of my life in the city. So I'm not, like, I don't know the native language as much as I should know it, but yeah, so I'm found out I'm half Native American and half Hispanic.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So how much information were they able to tell you about your original family?
They told me that my mother was really, like, alcoholic, and I was brought up by different parts, different people, different aunts that I'm not really familiar with. To this day, they try to contact me, but I just refuse to because I really want that connection with them. So,
can you take us back to the conception of your, do you, how many children do you have?
Just one.
Of your first child then, and, you know, the circumstances.
It was really hard. Like, I only have one kid because it was, like, difficult for me at giving him birth and had a hard labor. I had him 2 weeks late than what was my due date, and it was a hard push. But growing up with that Native culture in mind, we brought him. I just had basic natural birth, no medicine, nothing. It was really hard for me, so I told myself no more kids after that one. So it was really hard. I was in the hospital for a while there.
Did you feel pressured not to have any medicine?
No, I just refused it. So I was like, natural birth. I'm like, what was I thinking? You know, like, no, why? Why did I do that? But yeah. I wish I had pictures because I had them in the Native Americans have them in cradle boards. So I had them nicely wrapped in that, and that's how he grew up. And that's part of the culture that we grew up with, was that put them in a cradle board, wrap them up in a blanket, and they grew up strong, and, you know, that was part of the thing. So
can you tell me about the father? What were the circumstances that...
At the time he was there, and he was a lot of stress. So... to this day, we're not together, but they live in Alaska right now. So I gave him full custody of my son. He's 15 now, but he lives up there with them. And I want him to learn that background, the culture, because he's part Eskimo, Athabascan, Inuit, and part of me. So
So how did you meet a man who is in Alaska, in Arizona?
His mom resided in Phoenix, and we both met in a restaurant. And I was actually bartending, like I do to this day. But my boss said, do you want to train some people today? And I was like, well, it depends who they are. So I looked, and I was like, I'll take the gentleman over there.
We're going to wait until he passes.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
That's a really great story. You just knew he had a good face.
Yeah, it's funny.
I'll take the gentleman over there.
Was that or the crazy lady? So I said, I'll train him. And he said, I knew you would train him. So we were married for 10 years. And then I've been divorced since four years now. So, and I gave my son, like, go learn Alaska, go adventure. Because you won't learn much here in New Mexico. And I don't go home as often anyway. So I'm always working here at the hotel.
How was your pregnancy?
It was crazy. I got gained so much weight, and it was just like, it was wonderful. I loved it, but it was just like, at the labor was like, it was really bad, and I was like having a hard time with it. So I decided not to have any more kids after that.
Were there any customs or anything that were passed down to, like, help ease the pain?
No, they unfortunately that was not passed on. Like, my grandparents weren't there actually, but my mom was there, and my mother-in-law was there at the time, and they just kind of, like, talked to me a little bit, but not much, really, pressure. And I know there's, like, different cultures have certain different ways of doing things, but mine was just like, I'm in the city, I'm going to have this kid here, you know, kind of thing. So, yeah.
Did a family member make the cradle board?
Yes, my mom got it made from one of her friends that she knew out of actual a tree thing, a wood thing that was built personally just for me, for my son.
Do you still have it?
No. Once you have a kid and you don't want any more kids, you have to take it apart and then, like, put it away somewhere. Because if you keep it together, it's like you want more kids kind of thing. It's kind of weird. Kind of odd to say. I was like, no, I don't want more kids. So I took it apart. And I think I gave it to my mom. I don't know. I don't remember what happened to it.
I like that idea. Yeah. I should take apart. I mean, make sure that crib is taken apart. I definitely don't want more.
Yeah.
So how was the afterbirth part? Did you nurse or...
I had difficulties. I was having problems with that and basically just bottle fed my son. So I was like, it was really like, I really had hard labor. I surprised I survived it kind of thing. It's scary.
Did you have him vaginally then too?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there, when you reflect back on your experience, is there any like word or phrasing of words that comes to mind to kind of summarize it?
I can't remember. It was like a long time ago. So it's like, it was a really stressful experience for me because I stayed in the hospital a few days later after that. And they let me go finally afterwards. But yeah, it was scary for me, I should say.
Was he a big boy?
Yes. 9 pounds, 21 ounces. That's why I didn't want any more kids. I was like, I swear, I thought he was 1 year old one time he got out of me. I was like, oh my God.
Is he still in touch with you?
Yeah, I talk to him, and try to call him every day. And he's, like, taller than me, very intellectual, high, gifted child. So he's a really, really smart kid.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. And so I'm like, just go eventually. You'll come back eventually to me. It's whenever you choose to come back. It's, like, no pressure.
Have you told him his birth story?
A couple times, but I don't think he's, like, ready to hear what actually happened at the time of birth, and there was a lot of doctors involved and nurses there too, so I didn't want to, like, you know, like, frighten him, like, what happened or anything like that. It's because it was really stressful for me. Seriously, I was like, I thought I was going to die, but I did not. I survived out of it, so.
From the pain?
Yeah, from everything. It was horrible.
Did your water break? How did you know you were in labor?
I was just feeling a lot of, contractions, and I went to the hospital a few times, like, you're not ready, you're not ready, you're not ready, and then they kept putting me, like, in, trying to do the water birth with me, and then nothing happened, and then finally my water broke, and it was at the hospital, and it was like, oh my God, it's gonna happen, and it was just, like, my heart was going up and down, and they tried to keep me, like, not stress so much about it, because you can stress a child when you're inside of the womb, and finally I had him, but they had to help me with him. It wasn't just like he just like didn't come out. It's just like the doctors had to pull him out. So it's like horror, like bad.
With his hands.
Mm-hmm. Because his umbilical cord got stuck around his neck. So once they pulled that out, put it over him, he just came out like a little football. Like, yeah, it was crazy.
Was he bluish?
I don't remember. It was like all happened real quickly. I know he had jaundice, so they had to put him underneath the heat lamp for a little bit to get that color or whatever, but yeah.
Did they know the umbilical cord was wrapped around his neck before he came out?
Not really. They like went and did the little the thing on the womb. I can't think what the thing is called, but
ultrasound,
and then they like looked around, and that's when they noticed that, and then they went in there and just pulled it around, and he came right out.
So you mean they undid the umbilical cord while mm-hmm. he was in your stomach?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was scary. I had a rough pregnancy. Like I said, I won't go back and do that again.
I cannot believe. I know the anguish of having a doctor put his hand inside of you,
yeah.
Inside of your cervix.
It was scary, but yeah. They did a lot of different things to get him out because I was overdue.
Can you name any of those things?
I don't, like, remember. It was just, like, happened so quickly. It was just, like, get this child out of me kind of thing. That was so stressful.
It doesn't sound like it happened quickly at all.
Yeah, it seemed like a long, long labor. Seriously, I thought it was like, because I was 2 weeks late. I was just like, get him, let's just have this child now, you know, kind of thing. And he finally came out.
So was he crying when he came out?
Yeah. He was like crying, and it was kind of crazy. They gave him to me right away and everything. And And they took him and weighed him and did all this stuff that they needed to do.
Okay, excellent. Do you have any questions?
I was just wondering if there was anything during the pregnancy or the birth or after with the child that were traditions from the Inuit side, from the father's side, that anything?
No, it's kind of weird. I thought that would be more because, you know, tradition, but nothing. It was just like, here, I have this kid now, blah, blah. His mom had left before I had him, so after that, she was like, you had the baby, and I wasn't even there. I was like, I'm sorry. It's not my choice. It just comes out. It's natural.
So were there any, had you had a name picked out?
No. I had a girl's name picked out. I was like, I know I'm going to name the girl, but I didn't know it was going to be a boy because I didn't want to know the gender. And at the labor, they're like, oh, I see her coming. He comes out, I'm like, it's a boy. I'm like, I don't have a boy's name. And then, like, as soon as they were taking him out with all of the other babies, I came up with his name right then and there.
But can you tell me his name?
Yeah, Gregory Allen Jacobson. So, yeah, I had a Madeline Rose Jacobson. That was my ex-husband's last name, was Jacobson. So I had him keep his dad's name. So it's Gregory Allen. So when I yell at him, I'm like, Gregory Allen Jacobson. And he knows he's in trouble kind of thing.
No, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we're good. Are we good? Okay.
Yeah.
Everything was recording.